Anybody here?
Gossip.
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Ooh, E.T. Shane. Okay. So much going on in the Daily Dust today. Like, we're kind of all over the place. Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People of 2024 include Dua Lipa, Taraji P. Henson, Patrick Mahomes, and Michael J. Fox. A fake AI trailer, why am I not shocked by this, titled Bond 26, stars Henry Cavill as James Bond and Margot Robbie as a Bond girl. It's already hit 2.4 million views, y'all. It's not even real. And it's gotten that many views. I mean, it's not as many as the 7.1 million that The Flying Cat has gotten. Production on Law & Order SVU was halted for about 20 minutes. It's because Mariska Hargitay helped a little girl find her mother. I kid you not, that woman is a national treasure. The little girl saw Mariska's badge on her, you know, her waist and thought she was a real cop. Didn't notice all the production people or even Ice-T standing there. She just saw Mariska Hargitay. What do you want to bet her mom watches Law & Order SVU? The Wiz is now open on Broadway. It's a revival of the original musical based on the movie, which debuted back in January of 1975. Wayne Brady now plays the Oz. He was at the premiere of The Wiz on Wednesday night and says that this is bigger than a play.
I recognize with this moment in time as a culture what it means, what The Wiz means to us when we were growing up, to what it means now to introduce it to a new generation.
Yep, Michael Jackson, Diana Ross, it meant a lot to a generation. Jason Derulo was supposed to perform at SeaWorld Orlando, but he canceled after PETA told him about the alleged animal abuse that goes on there. They sent him a bunch of swag, including a SeaWorld blank. I don't say that word. It was a t-shirt. Congratulations go out to Ashanti and St. Louis's own Nelly. The Grammy winners are engaged and expecting their first child together. Ashanti announced the baby news on Insta, joking about how long it would take her to be ready for a show.
Sean. Hey, Sean. Showtime.
Sean, come on there, Benny.
Sean, how much time you need?
I need about 9 months.
Kind of cute. Martin Scorsese reportedly wants Leonardo DiCaprio to play Frank Sinatra in a biopic. No, just no. You need someone skinnier. Not that Leonardo DiCaprio is fat. That's not what I'm saying. You need someone small boned for that role. Oh, and get this.
They held the center ring of the 80s rock and roll circus. But for every high, there were staggering lows. One of rock's greatest comebacks. Behind the Music, an all-new episode next Saturday at 10.
Behind the Music, coming to Paramount Plus on May 1st. They'll focus on Wolfgang Van Halen, Belle Biv DeVoe, and Trace Adkins, the country singer, you know, every light in the house is on. I'm not sure how that's relevant, but whatever. Crazy Rich Asians is getting the musical treatment and is being developed to hit Broadway in the near future.
So your family is rich?
We're comfortable.
That is exactly what a super rich person would say.
I love that movie so much. The film's director, John M. Chu, is also set to direct. Uh-oh. Got a dirt alert. Y'all, this is a good one. Remember how I told you that the Golden Bachelor was getting a divorce?
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke.
Okay, so here's the thing. It's not Jerry. I mean, it's not Teresa. It's Jerry. Jerry might have been into Teresa for her money. They say he got, this is fans. Fans say that he got way more interested in her when he found out she'd done well in the stock market. And they claim this is the real reason they broke up was over him being a gold digger. I told you so. There you go. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. Is that not enough for you? All right. Well, I'll get you some more tomorrow. We do this every morning at 7:50. If you miss it, remember, it's up on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go and B104.3. You're welcome.